beady eyed. The upper room.
It's the J. Ryle Show coming up next on the TGI's Radio Network dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sallow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, guess who's back in the home of the free and the free of the brave? I'm
online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 good and fun.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sallow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Why, you beady-eyed.
The upper room.
It's the J. Ryle Show coming up next on the TJRS.
No, Jay. We've got this. Come on, ladies. Let's show them what we're working with.
I think that I'm in love.
It's October, and we all know what that means. Christmas is right around the corner. But for now, it's time to tune in to the ladies and ladies first radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a light show for everyone. Here's your resident, Map of the South, Moms of Little Donna's with my co-host, Rich Sister, and Dr. Princess Odelia. We know October is Breast Cancer Month, and so we ladies tonight are doing our annual Check Your Breast show tonight. As always, we have our fitness and health tip and our inspirational corner as well. So, let's do this!
Welcome to Ladies First Radio on the TJRS Radio Network.
Hello and welcome everyone to Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's 347-850-1272. If you'd like to call in and speak to me, your host for tonight, Mom to Little Donna, or let me check and see if my two co-hosts are here. Miss Sister, Dr. Prince Odelia, are y'all here?
How are you tonight?
Hey, Miss Sister, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Glad to
That's
be here.
That's good. How's your week been this week?
It's been great. It's been really great. And
That's
you?
That's good. It's been awesome. Can't complain. I've been up to my eyeballs and making costumes, but other than that, everything's good.
Okay.
So maybe Dr. Princess Odelia, she'll jump in, or maybe she is here and she just got her phone on mute. We know how she does that. But anyways, we're just going to jump right into our topic tonight. So for all of our listeners, we know what October is. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we ladies, we always, once a year, we do our breast cancer show. So here we are doing our part to try to bring awareness to why it's so important for us ladies and men, because yes, men, they do get breast cancer too, why it's so important for us to get checked. I will be honest with you. I've done my own self breast exam, but as far as going to get myself checked, I haven't done that yet this year. So I need to get on the ball and do that. So yes, I'm kind of slacking in that area. What about you, Miss Sister?
Well, I'd be the flip side. I know I'm bad with doing the self breast exams, but I got my mammogram like a little over 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I found out this week, and I'm, thank God, normal. Everything was normal.
That's good. That's real good. That's a blessing right there.
I'm bad with the self. Because it feels like I'm feeling stuff. You get freaked out and you just find out it's just tissue. It's like I don't.
Right.
It's almost like, what am I supposed to be feeling, really?
Yeah.
So I admit
that's why
I don't do the self-breast exams like I should, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one thing that when I was a young girl and started going through that development stage, that's one thing that my mother, she would always like drill into my head. She said, you need to start doing your self breast exams. That way, you know exactly, you know, how they already feel. So, you know, if you feel like a lump here or there, but you always feel that same lump every single month, then you know it, you know, pretty much is not going to be, hopefully, cancerous.
Right.
But the only thing about that, we know as females, our body change, especially, you know, after having kids or you get a certain age, everything changes. So it's so important to make sure we do our self-breast exam. That way, again, we know exactly what is usually normal for us and not normal, or, you know, abnormal for ourselves. But, yeah, I need to go ahead and make my appointment. The appointment's on the book. I just got to go to it.
Yeah. And it's not the not the most fun thing to do, but it needs to be done.
Right.
Yeah.
In doing my research, I found out that breast cancer, it actually can affect any age of women. It used to be, you know, older women were more susceptible to getting breast cancer. But now we have one, you know, young women as early as their late 20s that are being diagnosed with breast cancer. So, again,
yeah.
It's just so important that if we got the breast, we need to check them.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Especially those who, you know, got it in their family and
uh-huh.
stuff, you know. So,
right.
Yeah, it's, definitely important. Definitely
and so
important.
Yeah,
And it's so important
and
that
you
we
men,
know.
You men got to check too. You know, as we found out, it's not just women. So.
Right. Right. And it's so important that we know, like you were saying, Dr. Rich Sister, it's so important that we know our family history, our family background, what runs in our family. It is so important. And this doesn't just go with just breast cancer. We need to know our whole family history because we might have that gene. And if we don't know what, you know, great-grandma had or aunt had or, you know, uncle, whatever it might be, we could be putting ourselves at risk. But if we know exactly what runs in our family, we have a better chance of identifying those markers when we go to the doctor, and you can say, hey, tell your doctor exactly what runs in the family. Then he's like, okay, well, let's narrow it down. And technology has got to the point where, you know, they could do the test to see what genes you have in your family and actually prevent it before it starts.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think one of the big issues that I've heard a lot of women talk about is if they do have that certain gene that runs in their family or they have it in themselves, they have the choice to go ahead and have, you know, the certain some of their breasts removed or that part of the breast tissue removed. And it's been a really big hot topic. Because some women, I've heard them say, you know, oh, if it's not affecting me, then why should I get it removed? While others, on the flip side, you have other women that say, hey, if I found out I have that gene, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, have them taken off.
Yeah, because who was that? Angelina Jolie?
Yes.
She
yes.
had that done, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, she sure did.
Yeah. See, I'm one of we gonna you don't wait that out, okay?
You don't wait.
I can respect that in theory.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it better be a really great chance of me getting it, but for me to even think of doing that,
right?
But we gonna wait this out, okay?
I think for her big decision in doing it was, you know, her mother, I think her mother and her aunt had breast cancer. So, you know, that was a really big factor in her making that decision, as well as, you know, she's a mom. So I think it has a lot to do with where a woman is in her life, depending on, you know, which way she's going to make that decision. I know personally, I would opt to go ahead and have them removed. If I had the test and they said, okay, you've got the gene and you have, I don't know, a 50% chance of getting breast cancer, I'd be like, chop them off because I'm done having kids. So I'm like.
You said it's 6%?
No, 50%.
Oh, I thought you said 6. I'm like, huh?
No.
Oh, 50,
I said 50%.
50.
Yeah. There's a 50-50 chance either way.
Okay.
I would go ahead and tell them, chop them off. Because, like I said, I already have my kids, so I'm not having any more. There's no function for them, really. So, I mean, I want to be around for my children as long as I can, so I'll be like, yeah, take them.
Okay.
But, again, you know, again, it just, I feel like, you know, my opinion is it all depends on where a woman is in her life. You know, whatever
right.
decision she decides to make as far as that goes.
Yep. I respect that. I respect that.
347-850-1272 is our call-in number. That's 347-850-1272. If you would like to call in and give us your opinion of what we're talking about, Rich Sister and I, we're doing our annual breast cancer show because it's October and it's breast cancer month. I'm sorry, Rich Sister, I didn't mean to cut you off. What were you going to say?
Oh no! It's all good. It's all good. It wasn't important.
What? No. Wait a minute now.
I would still have to.
Did I think about it?
That would be something I would really have to think about. I know I wouldn't be saying, yes, right away. But
yeah.
it's like you said, it depends on where you're at in life, but I know I would still like, I need to give it some thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it'd have to be a really great, if, but see, even that wouldn't be an easy decision for me, just be honest.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me wrong, I would definitely sit down and weigh the options, but in the end, I would still be like, you know what, go ahead and take them. Especially if my insurance is going to cover, you know, breast reconstruction. I'd be like, yeah. That's something else you got to check. Make sure your insurance is going to cover it.
Got that right.
Mm-hmm, because not all insurance cover that.
Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, but that would even go with, you know, if we say ovarian cancer. You know, if I've had the test, the pap smear done, and so far everything has come back clear. But if my gynecologist ever said, look, you know, the risk factor for you getting ovarian cancer is getting higher and higher, I'm like, what are we waiting on? Just take it off. I don't need it anymore. Just get it out. Let's move on. But I don't know. Again, it's everyone's opinion.
Yeah.
Everyone's choice to make, whether they decide, you know, which way they want to go with either having it done or not done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that
Princess? Is this Dr.
Yeah.
Princess?
Or Dr. Princess?
Yes, yes, it is.
How you
good
doing?
Good evening. Good. And you know what? I took a chance to say something because I didn't know if he had unmuted me or not. But I said, well, if I do something like, or something like that, they'll know it's me, and then somebody will say something.
Okay.
How are you guys?
We're doing good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
How's your week been?
Very, 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 very busy.
Very busy?
Oh, wow. Yes, we are in auction season right now. And I've got an entrepreneurship program, youth development program, and got a large operation going for this auction thing. So we've been very, very, very busy, and have a very busy night ahead of us, even still right now. So,
wow.
But it's all good. Yeah. Yes. 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 So how have you guys been? I hear you talking about ovarian cancer and all this.
Yeah, we've been good. We've been good. Now, that was just a side note I was bringing up. My sister and I were talking about breast cancer, actually, and that was just a side note because we were talking about how some women, you know, when they go get tested, they find out they have that gene that that they are at a certain risk to get breast cancer. And we mentioned Angelina Jolie. You know, her mom died from it, and I think her aunt did, too. So when she went and got tested and found out, you know, her risk for breast cancer was high, she went ahead and opted to have them removed.
Oh.
So, yeah, her sister, she was saying, you know, for her, the risk would have to be really, really high before she makes that decision to go on and say, okay, let's have it done. And I came back and said, you know, if I had a 50-50 chance, it could go either way, I would tell them to go ahead and take them. Because I'm done with them. I'm not having any more kids. I don't need them anymore. Just move on.
Take them off.
Yeah,
so
nobody got time for that.
Yeah, okay,
right.
Let's just get rid of it. Like, it's all good.
Yep.
I think I would, too. I would say just go ahead and take them off. Because I've known people to not take them off, and they aren't here to tell the story.
Mm.
Yeah, so
wow.
I think it's important. I mean, you don't have to, but
right.
You know, I think it's important that, you know, you get your mammograms, you know, get yourself tested for things, but at the same time, don't be so, you know, people get scared about these things.
Right.
They get scared and it becomes, they actually, they don't realize it, but they're actually creating the result of cancer just by the thought of it so much, you know, so scared of it. And I know it sounds weird, but the first thing I want to say is that the thought, the way we're thinking about it, you know, I say eat right, and the main foods to eat, root foods, beans, greens, onions, mushrooms, and I say the green machine, oh, and tomatoes. The green machine juice by, what is it? It's by Bolthouse Juice. Drink that and drink you some chlorella, more chlorella. The Bolthouse Juice has a lot of chlorella, and chlorella is very, very critical. It's the highest green algae on earth.
Mm.
So you drink that, add that to your diet. Take 4 vitamin E pills a day, 4 little vitamin E pills. That's good. And make sure you have your vitamin D.
Yeah. Yes.
Cancer can't
live
really
in
the
important.
Brain body. Yeah, that's really important because that's cancer is it is a disease. It's an anti-inflammatory disease. It's when you don't have your when there's not enough oxygen between the cells, that's what causes the opportunity for cancer to flare in the way it does when it comes to a deadly situation. So you basically you have to make sure that you have oxygen flowing through your body in a proper manner. And I will tell you, have your it's okay, but get that alkaline water instead of the other water that's all that doesn't even have the minerals. You're better off really drinking tap water, filtered tap water, than seriously, because at least you'll get your minerals. And tap water in America. I don't know about all the other places, but I know in America, you can drink tap water if you want to. In Africa, no, in Africa, I bought spring water every day to brush my teeth and stuff.
Wow.
Use their water. Yeah, but just things that we could eat, you know, that keep us alive. Change your diet first before you go to the doctor and they tell you something that you don't want to hear. And then all of a sudden, now your mind has shifted. Now you are thinking to yourself that you have it. Now you're scared, living in fear. And now when you try to counter and do things that will help you survive, your attitude is such that you counteract the things that you're trying to do to keep you alive, because you done changed your energy and your whole space. So get your do some things that's gonna bring you to survival. Period. And I suggest that, man, just because you can have cancer and cure cancer by doing the things, the little simple things I just said. So you can cure it. So try that first before you go get tested and get scared, and then now you all messed up in the mind and you can't even heal yourself, because you can't heal yourself. God created us like that.
Yeah, I have a friend. She just went through, she didn't find out that she had breast cancer. She found out that she had ovarian cancer, and she's only 34 or 35.
Oh.
She went in for her annual checkup, and, you know, the doctor said, well, there's something wrong with the test. And she called her back into the office, and she had her tested again and came to find out that she had ovarian cancer. This woman, her attitude towards it, phenomenal. I wish everyone could take a lesson from her example. When she found out she had ovarian cancer, she did exactly what she needed to do. She went, she had surgery, she changed her diet, everything. Went back a few weeks later to check to see if she was free, clear. And it was all because, I still say it's all because of her attitude. When she found out she had it, she didn't get down in the dump, because she even told me, she goes, I don't have time for this. I do not have time for this. She kept her attitude positive, and she's a single mom, just like me. It's all in the attitude. Just because you find out and you might have breast cancer or some other kind of cancer, that's not a death sentence. It's all the way you look at it.
Yeah.
It's all the way you look at it.
Absolutely. And I've got one of the young ladies that's on my team, and she's actually one of the executives of the television show, we were doing all the youth assemblies in 2013, and nobody knew that she was diagnosed with stage three or four cancer.
Wow.
And was moving around. I mean, I'm talking positive and, hey, sister, how are you today? Like full of joy and happiness. And then when she told me, she says, she says, yeah, they diagnosed me with cancer. And, you know, for a while there, I was wondering because I eat healthy. But, you know, there were a couple things that she does consistently that she had to alter, and that was sugar. Okay? She loved her chocolate. And it wasn't dark chocolate. And it wasn't dark chocolate all the time either. Dark chocolate is actually good for you. But anyways.
Right.
She was just a great positive. We were actually in an assembly at one of the schools. She had gotten a bad report. She had to leave in the middle of it to rush to U of M Ann Arbor, I think it was. And she comes back. Okay, sisters, the next day. All right, what's the next school on the agenda? I mean, just going on with her life. Wow. And so she and I had talked one day, and I said, listen, the only thing that's going to die in you is going to be self, but not your physical being.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you focus on, your physical being. One of my other friends, who is a prominent speaker, I'm not going to say his name, you guys would know him, but he had a big bout of cancer. They did not expect him to live at all. Matter of fact, the doctors wondered how he was still living in his current. They couldn't believe how he was still living because of how progressive his cancer was supposed to have been. And I remember him telling us, it was a group of us on a conference call one day, and he was telling everybody about the diagnosis as it stood, which was not favorable. And I told him, I said, don't do that. Please, I called him afterwards. I said, please don't ever do that again. He said, why not? I said, because you can't tell everybody that you have cancer, because we are all powerful spirit beings. And what we think, any of us think of ourselves, we have the power that we can influence certain things in people's lives just by the thought. See, words, people think words are all that. The words are, they may come verbally or silently in your mind. You understand? So it doesn't matter. You don't have to say anything. But those thoughts, that's the highest prayer. I said, so you don't want to tell everybody that, because there are so many people that will already see you in the grave. They'll be praying your funeral. They'll be telling everybody, well, you know so-and-so is dying of cancer. Before you know it, you're dying of cancer and you never said that. So what you need to do to alter and shift this thing, when someone asks, you tell them, I'm awesome. Oh, I'm doing that. It came back a very positive report. Everything's excellent. And you may, as things progress, may go, however life, whatever is your time, it's your time. You'll go, you know what I'm saying, if it's your time, it's your time. And death is beautiful, so it's not a bad thing. But this is what he did. He said, I agree with that. And he started telling people that, and he is living today, and that was 5 years ago.
Wow.
And so I'm saying we have to be very, very positive. And some stuff you just don't tell. Don't tell anybody.
And on that note, we do have to go to our first break of the evening, but don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we do have an inspirational corner. But sit tight. We will be right back. Hi, this is Mom to Little Donuts with your fitness and health tip for the week. Question: who are the best breast experts?
is not your doctor. Guess what? It's you. The truth is, you are the best first line of defense when it comes to reducing your risk of developing breast cancer, no matter what age you are, male or female. By making smart choices and becoming your own best health advocate, you can fight breast cancer. First step, you need to educate yourself. Contrary to popular belief, having large breasts, wearing underwire bras, or using hair coloring doesn't really seem to affect your risk. Genetics and lifestyles, though, does play a factor. So, educate yourself. Also, learn your family's medical history. Knowing what types of cancer runs in your family can really be a lifesaver. Most important of all, though, you gotta do your self-examination. Most cases of breast cancers were found by women who did their own self-exam. Also, you gotta eat a balanced diet and don't forget to exercise. Research shows that working out boosts your breast health. So again, educate yourself, learn your family's medical history, do your self-exam, eat a balanced diet, and exercise. By doing a combination of all of these things, it can really lower your risk for breast cancer. This fitness tip can be found at www.fitnessmagazine.com.
If someone came to me now and said that I was just diagnosed, I would say it's really going to be okay.
There's hope. There's so much hope. Just hold on to the hope. You can make it. You'll be okay. You can get through this. This too shall pass. It's not fatal for everybody.
Get informed. Get involved. Get your treatment. And then join the rest of us in the fight.
It's actually been a positive experience. I look back and think, oh gosh, I could write a book on this and how cancer saved my life. I just have so much to be thankful for. I'm more grateful for the people around me who have been so supportive. I had no idea I had so many friends until the cards started coming. And it was just wonderful to see people reaching out and caring so much.
Sometimes when I'm off the line and I get the opportunity to be in a different little area where I'm kind of off to myself, I dance. And they say, look at her, she's over there dancing. But if I had the chance to sit it out or dance, I think I dance. That's my motto.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Get in the fight. Take a loved one to have a mammogram done today.
Welcome back to Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a light show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's 347-850-1272 if you'd like to call in. Tonight, we have Dr. Crystal Delia, Rich Sister, and myself. We're doing our annual breast cancer awareness show. Because we're all women, and we all need to be informed. And some of you listening might go, yeah, I hear it all the time. I heard it all before. You can't hear it enough. So, yes, we're doing a show again. But before we go back into our topic, I do want to turn the floor over to Dr. Princess Odilia for our inspirational quarter. So, Dr. Princess Odilia, the floor is all yours.
Thank you. Well, I want to start this inspirational corner off with a story, my own personal story of cancer. And this happened about 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I went to the doctor, was tested, had my annual checkup. And I also had some abnormal bleeding, and I shared it with the doctor. The doctor said to me that I was fine because the test came back that I was fine and there was nothing wrong. But within myself, I felt there's something wrong. I had abnormal bleeding and it was a lot. And I talked to the doctor again. I said, is there another test that you can give me that would help me let help us just to be sure 100% that there's nothing wrong with me, that I don't have cancer or on the border of cancer or anything, because this is not normal. Listen, your test was fine. They told me we'll do another test and we'll see what happens. If it's nothing wrong, test comes back okay, you're good. Nothing to worry about. Had another test. Test came back fine, and it said I was okay. But inside, I couldn't rest. And even though the doctors are the doctors, and everybody says that this is what, you know, hey, this is how we decide, you know, if you had anything, then this test would be reading this way. I had to go with what I felt, my intuition. And I told them again, as I was talking to the nurse, I said, I need to talk to the doctor again, because there, if something is not right, I don't care what the test says. She puts me with the doctor. The doctor tells me in a few minutes of his 25 years working and what he knows and all the big medical words and all this. And when he got done, I said, can you answer the one question? When you have abnormal bleeding, excessive abnormal bleeding, is that not a sign of cancer? He says, yeah. I said, is there any other test that you can give me? You don't need the test, but yeah, we could give you, and it was called a colposcopy. We'll give you a colposcopy. I said, thank you. They would clip my cervix and decide what's going on. And whatever, let's do it. They tested me and came back and told me I need to come to the doctor's office right away. That same man who told me all of his experience had me in his office and said, this is cancer, and imagine a fingernail that's short. This is cancer, and this is not cancer, and you're right here. We're going to have to do surgery immediately. You see what I mean? So, ladies, follow your gut. Don't worry about what a doctor says. If it's on you, you be persistent. And I found out, after I did my research, over 50% of women get pap smears that come out positive or negative for ovarian cancer and all of that. And they usually determine, they if they have any suspicion, it will come out supposedly in the pap smear. But 50% of the people who have cancer and it goes into full-blown ovarian cancer have taken the pap smear, and the pap smear came back okay. And that's how the numbers progressed and begin to increase with ovarian cancer, so in cervical cancer. So what I'm saying, get tested, follow your gut, and so that you can live. And get the colposcopy every time you get your pap smear. Thank you.
All right, all right. Very informative, inspirational corner. Now, with everything Dr. Priscilla did is saying, one thing we're not saying is be frantic. Or act like you're crazy about it. What she's saying is, if you know deep down in your gut that there is absolutely something not right, and we women, we all have that intuition.
Yes, we do.
We all have that intuition.
We know.
Yes, we know. So even if you go to the doctor, yes, the doctor has gone to school for so many years, and they're supposed to be so educated. Doctors don't know everything. They can be wrong,
nope,
too. They can be wrong.
Exactly.
So if you feel like the doctor's not telling you the right thing, get a second opinion, get a third opinion, get a fourth opinion. Again, we're not trying to say go out there and act all crazy and frantic, but again, use your intuition. Use your intuition, because the only person that can save you is you. You are your best health advocate. And if you know for a fact that something's just not right, keep going until you get the answer you're looking for.
That's right. It saved my life.
Mm-hmm.
It saved my life. And I'm so grateful that my life was saved. They did put me out of that doctor's office, though.
Of course they did.
They did cancel me. They did the surgery and canceled me as a patient. Fine. Why?
Wow.
Because they knew that they were wrong. They were scared I was going to sue them, and the lady called and told me, I apologize, but I had been with them for years. I apologize, but, you know, the doctor, they've terminated you as a... What? We will transfer your records wherever you need us to transfer your records. Hey, whatever. I'm like, I'm living. Thank you very much. And you guys didn't know what you were talking about. I mean, but that wasn't fair. They know, the doctor know. I don't understand. You know, at the time, I had never heard about the colposcopies until actually a few years after that. We had done a few shows on it, actually. And I had never heard of it before. And then after that, I started hearing people talking about colposcopy. And it's very important. I tell even my daughter, first of all, I asked one of my friends, why do they not talk about this? And he said, well, because it has such a, what did he say? He said it's such a gray area. I said, I don't care about gray areas. Women need to know to get colposcopies. What are you talking about?
Right.
Get that, you know? So it's very important.
And it's the same with, you know, with the breast exam. If we are regularly doing our own self-breast exam, and we know what our breasts are supposed to feel like, what they're not supposed to feel like, and we feel something that's just not right, and you go and you get tested, and like, look, okay, I found this, and the test might come back clear, but deep down inside, you're like, okay, listen, I know my body, I know what I check, I know what I feel every single month, check again. Sometimes you have to fight them. Sometimes you have to fight the doctors. It's a shame, but like you said, sometimes you got to get that second or third opinion. Don't just take a doctor by his word all the time. Use that woman intuition. That's what God gave it to us for.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm telling you, and you know, us women, we have an idea, or people, period, not just women. We trust the doctors, you know? We trust everything that the doctor says because the doctor is the doctor. But I've always been this way. I don't care what your title is. I'm going to follow my intuition 100%. I don't care what it is. When my children were little, even, you know, they wanted to give my child Similac. Well, I know my child is not responding well to Similac. I changed the what they were giving. And then I ended up giving my child the old way my grandmother used to do with how they used to do their children with pet milk, Carol syrup, and the vitamins. Doctor said to me, who told you to do that? It worked back then. I'm sure it'll work now, and my children are fine. They had severe respiratory when they were born, both of them. And by the time they were toddlers, they had no sign of them, and they were supposed to have it for the rest of their life. So, hey, I did what old school does. We just have to follow our heart. That's the bottom line. Follow our heart, change our attitude, be positive. Don't walk in fear, you know?
Right, right.
Because you bring it to you. You bring it to you.
Mm-hmm. We got to find that balance in there. And the thing that I noticed is with the social media and with the internet, we as ourselves, our individuals taking care of our own health, we could go right online and, you know, WebMD, punch in the different symptoms that we have to see what could be. Now, again, we're not saying, okay, you're going to do this and then you're going to scare yourself, freak yourself out. We're not saying that. Because sometimes when you go to the doctor, again, the doctor doesn't know everything. And if you do your own research, you can take it to the doctor and go, look, okay, I understand, I respect your field, your profession, but could we just take a look at this here? This is what I found. Yeah, the doctor's going to be mad at you because I've done that. I've done my own. Yeah, they get real mad at you. And the first thing they say is, oh, well, you can't trust everything online. And you just, okay. All right, but I didn't like the answer you gave me, so I went and did my own research, and I'm bringing it to you. Would you just mind taking a look at it? Yeah, they will get mad at you, but you have that right. You have a right to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
It sometimes seems like they're talking out of both sides of their mouth.
Right.
They talking about get educated, but you're going to be mad when I bring you what I educated myself on. I thought I was supposed to do my, you know, participate in my healing. So why are you mad at it?
You know, because it feel like they're trying to steal their job, I guess.
You know. Right, exactly. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. I absolutely, you know what? I think all women, men, all of us, we have to take a stand for what we believe in, and we don't follow our intuition enough. That's our God-given ability to know all things. So, and trust me, if it's for you to know it, you will know it. I have to share this. I know we're talking about breasts and all of that, but can I please share this one thing? And this is an example of our attitudes and how we can bring things to us that otherwise would not be if it wasn't for our focus being so on it in a negative way. I have a friend who has been following Ebola. And I mean, he's been submerged in the Ebola.
What?
Every time you look at him, he's looking at what commercial they got on Ebola, who died from it. I mean, he's just living and breathing Ebola.
Mm.
I think we need to be worried. But
why?
Taking over. And he's so concerned about Ebola. So one day I told him, I said, you know, I don't want to hear about it. Okay. Bottom line, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And if it's my time, I guess it's my time. But if Ebola is the way out, it's the way out. However, I do know I'm going to live to be a healthy 120 at least. You know, I'm just saying. That's my goal. So one night, he catches a little flu or something, and he's from Jamaica. So he has an accent very strong. And he's been working, and he gets sick, and then he looks at his tongue, and he realizes his tongue has turned yellow, got a yellowish tinge, and he had some little rash on the front of his arm, and that's one of the signs of Ebola. So he's doing his farewells to everyone. Called his family, told him, I'm on my way to the doctor. I think I have Ebola. So he's nervous. And he goes to the doctor. And of course, here in Michigan, you know, everybody's on, you know, in the hospitals, they've got masks on and all. So he comes in. He tells them, they meet you at the door. You have flu symptoms. They want to know what you have. So they met him at the door. He told them the situation. His accent, they said they started quarantining him. They were talking and saying they had an African there. And he's like, I'm not from Africa. I'm from Jamaica. And I've been here since I was a little boy. I graduated from the high schools here. No, I haven't been anywhere, blah, blah. And he went through all of this. And they treated him as if he was an Ebola patient. And he had like symptoms of Ebola.
Uh-huh.
But come to find out, his tongue was yellow because he was dehydrated. And, his rash had nothing to do with nothing. And he said when he got done and after he was going through all this stuff, he was thinking about what I had told him. I said, you're going to keep on and you're going to bring Ebola to you. I wish you would just stop, okay? Because if you bring it to you, you're bringing it to Michigan like that. So just chill out, I said. And it doesn't need any more energy, okay? It's got enough, okay?
Right.
So he said when they let him go and he was all cleared and he had all kind of tests. They poked him in the behind and all kind of stuff. He said he went through so many humiliating things. He said, you know what? I'm done with Ebola. I said, I bet you are.
Wow.
Let it go. So I say that to say this. Our mind and our attitude is so important. And a lot of us are running, people are actually running around scared of cancer, scared, you know, that's how I'm going to die. I guess I'm going to die like, I'm going to die. I hear people say, I'm going to die of cancer. Oh, like, what did you say that for? I cancel that.
That alone is killing them.
Right.
You know, the Bible says life and death are in the power of
the tongue.
I mean, that's going to kill you way before the disease ever gets to you.
Right.
So I can't live in fear
no.
like that. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God forbid you. I mean, you know, you take care of yourself the best way you can, and God forbid you find out you have some. What do you continue to do? Take care of yourself the best way you can with what you know. Find out all your options. You know, pick which one the best for you. You know. And definitely research all your options, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Although this is off topic. Like, just say, for example, I had fibroid surgery and they were trying to rush and have me do a hysterectomy.
Mm.
And I knew I didn't want no hysterectomy because, you know, I had yet to have kids and, you know, I mean, you never know. I just knew I wasn't going through no hysterectomy. So I found and researched and found an option that was better for me.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up having a myomectomy, which just took out the fibroid and left your uterus intact. You know?
Right.
Because the uterus is way far more important than just there to make babies. I mean, God put that part in our bodies for a reason. When that part of your body is out of there, look, something ain't working right.
Right. And on that note, we do have to go to our last break of the evening. But if you're listening to us, don't go anywhere. Sit tight because we still have a lot more information we'd like to give you before the end of our show. So we'll be right back. Hey, this is your resident Map of the South, Mom the Little Donna, encouraging you to check out our award-winning TJRS Radio Network lineup. Join the fun-loving comedian crew of the J. Rouse Show every Wednesday, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, and Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as they discuss everything from foreplay to bump you music. Believe me, you'll crack a rib laughing so hard. Need a little inspiration in your life? Tune in every Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to the True Purpose Development Show with Dr. Princess Odelia to learn how to be a better spiritual you. Then, of course, we, the ladies of Ladies First Radio, will do our best to spread positivity one show at a time every Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Before you head to your worship on Sunday, the serious side of the J. Rouse Show will shed light on serious topics affecting us all every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. For all you sports fans out there, Powerhouse Sports Talk Radio will keep you in the know every Monday through Friday. And you definitely don't want to miss the sizzling hot Captain Lee Williams Sundays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Adam Weraldow, and she keeps it real every single time. So don't miss out on the TJRS Radio Network. We have a show for everyone.
Something down. have come to the end of another fantastic show. It seems like when we get the wheels turning, all of a sudden it's time to shut it down. But very quickly, Rich Sister, what would you like to close us out with?
Nothing more than to reiterate, you know, participate in your healing, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's so true what's been said already. It starts in the mind.
Oh, yeah.
It starts with your attitude, you know, about you being diligent, about eating right, exercising, and just doing, you know, taking it step by step to do whatever you can to just have a healthy body, healthy mind, healthy soul, and a great life. So do what you need to do. Get down to business. Take care of yourself.
All right. And Dr. Crystal Daniel, what would you like to close us out with?
Yes, 100% attitude. Check your attitude, okay? That's first thing. And this is scientific proof that 70% of all ailments, and some doctors will even say, some statistics say 90% of ailments start first in the mind. So use that power and walk in spirit and truth and your knowing. If you don't want it, don't take it, baby. And listen, also eat right. Remember those foods, tomatoes, onions, greens. That could be kale or you know, the normal collard greens and all of that, but eat your green. Boathouse Green Machine Juice. Check it out. It's awesome, and it has a large content of chlorella. Don't forget to get some chlorella peels or a little chlorella. Pull a little green, extra green in that green tea. It will work wonders for you and your vitamin E and your vitamin D. Very critical. You do those things, I'm sure you can pretty much ward off cancer, and it'll go away. And don't forget those beans. Yes, and visit me online on Facebook, Dr. Princess Adelia, LinkedIn, and all those great things. And don't forget to visit bountifulgroup.com for some great programs and services for wherever you are in the world. And transformingdetroittv.com for any archived TV shows. Bye. I better stop.
Okay. And I'd just like to say, you know, if it comes out, you're doing all the things that you're supposed to do right, and you go and you find that you do have cancer, as we stated before, make sure that you pick the option that is right for you and stick by it. Yeah, you're going to have some people say, why are you choosing that option? Why are you choosing that option? But in your heart, if you know that's the right option for you, then that's what you do. Stick with it. Keep a positive attitude. Fight it, because ain't nobody got time for cancer. Rip it in the butt and keep on moving.
There you go.
Have a wonderful night, and we will see everyone back here next Friday, 8 o'clock. On Ladies First Radio. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Good night. Bye-bye. Love you guys.
Love you too.